we think it's important to celebrate Ohio's birthday because Ohio has such a rich and diverse history. It is all-encompassing. It's such a huge story to tell. Why not get the history community together annually to help celebrate it, shine a spotlight on it?
Ohio's first constitution was approved by Congress and then signed by Thomas Jefferson on February 19th in 1803. Why is the event taking place on the 27th? Today.
Well, Ohio's Statehood Day is actually on March 1st, and that's when the first Ohio General Assembly met in Chillicothe. So that's when it's recognized, but we always try to get together for Statehood Day on or about that date. So we're very close to it today, and we're going to make sure that state legislators are in Columbus and will be part of our event.
And it seems appropriate that this celebration comes at the close of Black History Month, and Ohio was a final destination for so many runaway slaves.
It sure was. It is all part of the story. There's not just one history story to be told, but many. So it all kind of works together in our favor, we think.
And Ohio, even at the time when it became a state, was really considered part of the West. Anything west of the Appalachian Mountains was really thought of as the West of the United States back then.
You know, Ohio was the first state carved out of the Northwest Territory, so we became kind of the template for Western expansion. So that's an interesting part of our Statehood Day event.
What are the events that you have planned for the day today?
Well, we're going to be awarding some grants for the first time. The Ohio Historical Society is on the state income tax form, and people who are getting a refund in their state income taxes can donate some portion of that to the Ohio Historical Society. We then re-grant that out to support history-related projects around the state. So this is a new development, so we're actually starting with this Statehood Day event, being able to give grants for local history projects for the first time. Following that, we've got the Speaker of the Ohio House, William Batchelder, will be giving a keynote address, and then it's also a Legislative Advocacy Day, so we'll be talking about a couple of important public policy issues.
What is a legislative advocacy event? What does that mean?
Well, we encourage people who are working to preserve and protect and promote Ohio history to come together on Statehood Day. So there's a couple of issues, a couple of budgetary items that are important to organizations and people all across Ohio. And so we come together on Statehood Day to help remind legislators of how important Ohio history is and how important it is to support things like history and in the classrooms, especially things of that nature.
And it's a good time to remind people with April 15th just around the corner that you'll be able to donate again this year to the Ohio Historical Society.
Exactly. We're very excited. We're hoping that the tax income revenue will just increase each year, and hopefully we'll have even more to grant out at our event next year.
Great way to take pride in your state. Todd Kleismit of the Ohio Historic Society, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.